Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic. Sheil, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Hope you are as well. And Sheil, we've been talking all morning. It seems like, from our vantage point in the AFC, it's the Chiefs and then everybody else. But if you had to identify the biggest challenger to the Chiefs in the AFC, who would it be, and what would be your reasoning for that?
I think the Bills have taken over that number two spot. I mean, we saw it on Sunday night against the Steelers. Now, we don't want to have too much recency bias and say, all right, whatever happened last week is going to happen. But I look at it in a way that whoever plays the Chiefs has to be a team that can just be incredibly efficient on offense. You know, I don't see a defense in the AFC, really in the NFL, that's going to stop the Chiefs consistently. Now, maybe you get a turnover here and there, a negative play, all those different types of things. We know in one game there's going to be some randomness, but I feel like you really have to be able to go up and down the field against the Chiefs and really win a game in a shootout. And so to me, the way Buffalo's offense is playing right now, the firepower they have at wide receiver, that would be the team I would have in that number two spot.
What about the value, Sheil, of possessing the ball? Along with, you know, like you said, you're going to have to score. But you know, when I look at the Titans, just the idea that you can maybe just reduce the Chiefs' possessions a little bit with what you do, which is unique in the NFL.
Yeah, there is a little bit to that. You know, I think at times that can probably be a little bit overrated. You know, I think in probably a typical game, each team is going to have around 11 possessions. And really, if you look at it, even in games where teams have tried that strategy, you know, you might get them down to 9 possessions, but is that really going to be enough? You know, it really would come down to, are you scoring touchdowns on those possessions? I think it would help to be aggressive. But, you know, the Titans are a team that are right there, really, with the Bills in terms of offensive efficiency. Now, with the Titans, my concern would be that they have such little margin for error, because the offense has been fantastic. I mean, I trust them as much, like I said, as Buffalo. But with their defense and their special teams, again, in a one-game sample, can they create a couple turnovers? Can they be okay? Yeah, but overall, those things, that's what stood out with Tennessee to me this year, is that just the offense has such little margin for error.
Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Sheil, like, just switching over to the other conference, as you look at the NFC right now, obviously Green Bay, number one overall. New Orleans has been without Drew Brees the past few weeks. The Rams, very solid on both sides of the ball. Who would be your favorite in the NFC right now?
Geez, that's tough. It's so much closer in the NFC. I think I would, you know, if Brees comes back, I think I would probably like the Saints a little bit. I think they're probably the most well-rounded of all those three teams. The Packers' offense has been lights out all season long, but if you look at their defense, it really hasn't been great. Teams have been able to move the ball against the Packers, and I think Packers fans have that playoff game from last year where Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers produced 250 yards rushing or something against them. So I don't really love their defense in a big spot. Now the Saints, you got to get Brees back, and you have to see what he looks like. And if he's healthy, I think they can win in multiple ways. They can obviously win with their offense, and their defense for the most part has been pretty good. And then the Rams are an interesting team. You know, I think if you gave me a quarterback there that I trusted a little bit more than Jared Goff, then I would be really bullish on the Rams, because their defense has been fantastic. And obviously with Sean McVay, they can scheme things up offensively. I just look at it that if I had a playoff game with the Rams against the Saints, which quarterback am I going to trust more, or even the Rams against the Packers? And to me, you would obviously be choosing Rodgers or Brees in that matchup.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you are well acquainted, of course, Sheil, with the Philadelphia Eagles situation. I know that you've been doing some work on Jalen Hurts. who, to me, has looked pretty good here so far. But what's the future there? Like, where do you think Carson Wentz is going to be moving forward?
Yeah, they've got a couple options. I mean, they're really trying to gather information here in the last month of the season. Now, you know, I think the option that they would probably prefer would be to fix Carson Wentz and get him ready for 2021, because they've sunk a lot of money into him. They've got a $128 million contract, which hasn't even started yet, which they've signed him to. And so their best case scenario would be looking at this and saying, you know what? Yeah, he had a terrible 2020 season, but he had been a good quarterback, above average for the previous three seasons. And let's figure out a way to get him going, whether that means a different coaching staff, whether that means something else, we would see. Now, having said that, if Hurts lights it up here, or even just looks really like a mediocre, competent starter in the last 4 weeks, then they really face a tough decision because, yeah, they would certainly take a dead money cap hit if they were to trade Carson Wentz in the offseason. But at the same time, they would be saving money in the future, and they would potentially be getting a draft pick if a team wanted to trade for him. So they've kind of got a lot of balls in the air here that they're juggling in the final 3 weeks of the season. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a really interesting quarterback market in the offseason when you look at a guy like Wentz, maybe a guy like Matthew Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo, Cam Newton's going to be a free agent. And so there are a lot of things to keep an eye on. I'm pumped about the playoffs here, but man, once the playoffs are over, we're going to be going full speed ahead, I think, with a pretty crazy offseason.
Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Sheil, speaking of the offseason, lots of either already jobs open in the NFL or potential jobs that will be open in the NFL with the Jets and the Texans right now open, the Jags, the Lions. Like, what's the most intriguing potential job opening to you from a head coaching perspective in the NFL?
Wow, that is a great question. You know, I'm tempted to say, and this might be more GM than coach, but I'm almost tempted to say Jacksonville, which would, you know, certainly surprise a lot of people. I think you can definitely make the case for the Jets there if they're going to finish with the top overall pick and all of a sudden you're getting Trevor Lawrence. But the reason I identify Jacksonville is because they've got a lot of draft capital. I mean, remember, they traded Jalen Ramsey. They traded Yannick Ngakoue. And so they're loaded up in this year's draft, where you're not only going to have probably the number two overall pick where you can get your franchise quarterback, you're going to have another first-round pick. You're going to have another second-round pick. I mean, you're talking about potentially four draft picks in like the top 50, the top 60 there. And so that would be intriguing to me, certainly from a general manager position. Now, head coaching, I don't know that any of these jobs are ready to kind of go in and win right away. If Detroit keeps Matthew Stafford, then that could certainly be attractive. And like I said, the Jets, I don't think there's going to be pressure to kind of turn it around right away because you're going to be drafting number one overall. That roster really doesn't have a lot of talent on it. So maybe you get a little bit of patience there.
Okay, how about the other side of it, Sheil? You know, people around here are freaked out about losing Arthur Smith. Who are your top three, four candidates to get head coaching jobs?
Yeah, you know, you look at the coordinators, and I think he's definitely in the mix. Now, I do think sometimes maybe we overrate. You know, I don't think owners look at it and say, who's the best play caller? Let's go out and get him, because there is obviously, we've seen it throughout the history of the NFL, there's more to a head coaching job than just calling the plays, than just the X's and O's. I mean, you got to have the relationship with players. You're the face of the franchise in front of the media every week. You've got to be a leader. You've got to motivate. You've got to know how to coach the other coaches on your staff, all these different types of things. And so I think owners do look at that. But, man, if you're looking at who have been the most impressive coordinators that should at least get a look here, I think Arthur Smith is definitely in that conversation. I mean, I watch the Titans every week and just see the way he maximizes their offensive talent, the way he schemes up explosive plays. This is 2 years in a row now that they'll be probably finishing in the top five in offensive efficiency, and I think that's the way to sustain success in the NFL is to build a great offense. And so he'd definitely be on the list. I think Brian Daboll of the Buffalo Bills, the offensive coordinator, if you're an owner and you have a young quarterback and you see the way Josh Allen has improved from year one to year three, that's definitely going to be attractive to you. And then if you're just kind of looking for a leader, a guy that players will play for, you know, maybe a little bit more in that John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin mold rather than the sort of offensive guru, then I think a guy you could look at is Robert Saleh of the San Francisco 49ers, their defensive coordinator. I know he drew some interest last year, but I would expect he's a guy that teams will take a look at again this year.
Gio, last thing for you here. Obviously, most people view the MVP race right now as a two-horse race between Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. What are your thoughts on that? Who's the favorite in your opinion? And where do you think Derrick Henry fits into that conversation as well?
I would go with Aaron Rodgers. I think we'll see what happens here in the final 3 weeks. Certainly, one of those guys could swing it. But I think if you look at it, you know, statistically, it's very close. I think if you look at supporting cast, I would say the Packers have a better offensive line, but the Chiefs have more weapons for Patrick Mahomes to work with. I would say certainly the Chiefs have the, you know, superior play caller there in Andy Reid. But, you know, the bottom line is, and maybe it's because I'm an old guy now, but listen, if it's close, you give it to the old guy, right? I mean, listen, Patrick Mahomes is going to have a decade's worth of MVP candidacies here coming up. Aaron Rodgers is, what, 37, 38 years old? So I say if it's close, just give it to the old guy. I mean, he might not have another chance at winning an MVP, and he's had a fantastic career, and he deserves it. So I would give it to him right now. You know, Derrick Henry, I certainly would lean towards giving it to a quarterback over running back, but man, what he's done and what he means to that offense has been spectacular. You know, I was someone who was a little bit skeptical of the Titans being able to replicate their success from a year ago, just given Henry's workload from last year, what we saw the Titans do in the red zone last year. I thought, all right, they're going to regress at least a little bit. I still had them as a playoff team, but it hasn't happened. Both Henry and Tannehill have been fantastic. So certainly if there were a running back to be in the mix, I think he would be at the top of the list.
Gio Capadia from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Gio, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to join us.
All right, take care, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, you as well. When we come back, we'll dive into a little bit of what we talked about there with Gio Capadia. Who's the biggest threat to the Chiefs in the AFC? Who's the best team overall in the NFC? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. But first, I've got a word from FanDuel. And no one does football quite like FanDuel Sportsbook. All season long, FanDuel is bringing exclusive offers to the best games on the weekly slate. And this week is no different. Something you won't want to miss. New users can bet $5 to win $75 on Justin Herbert to throw one or more touchdowns against the Las Vegas Raiders tonight. You heard that right. $5 to win $75 plus 1,500 odds on Justin Herbert to throw one or more touchdowns against the Raiders tonight. If you've watched that Raiders defense, you know it's pretty likely Justin Herbert's going to throw at least one touchdown tonight in that game. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds promotions are just the beginning. They got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines and get into the bet. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Use promo code ROB, that's R-O-B, to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive odds boost. That's promo code ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.